So tonight we will continue our readings from Gopal Champu, and we will hear a little bit about when Krishna got bigger and bigger, and his parents and the other elders of Braj decided that Gokul was not such a safe place to live, and so they chose to pick up all their cows and their wagons and all of their household items and move from Gokul across the river Jamuna on pontoon bridges made of reeds tied together across the river in chariots made of gold with jewels on the side. And they transferred themselves from Gokul to Vrindavan. When they came to Vrindavan, they set up all the chariots in a circle at Chatikara, which was known then as Satikar. And at that place, Krishna and Balaram started to become very interested in playing. Please hear. When Krishna was nearly 4 years old, he and his family moved from Gokul to Vrindavan. And it was here in Vrindavan that he first began to show interest in going to the forest. In my heart, I worship Krishna and Balaram's Kumar age, when they gave up drinking their mother's breast milk, and their limbs were now well formed, and they were very restless. They laughed and played with their friends, and strongly desired to see the calves. They became very skillful at tying milk ropes and rattling milk pails. And when Nanda would go out to the forest with the cows, Krishna and Balaram would go with him. And they would wander around everywhere. Now, although they were strictly forbidden to do so, they would take 2 or 4 or 6 cows and they would herd them in front, and they would go off by themselves into the forest playing. Laughing, they would run while herding these cows, and they would stop them by grabbing their horns. They could stop up to 5 cows at one time in this way. After some days, during mealtime, Yasodamayi scolded Nanda Baba with affection, saying, "Are you not doing something quite unprecedented by taking these small baby boys to the forest?" Then Nanda asked permission from his wife and Rohini that the boys could go to the forest, and both the mothers refused. Krishna felt very cheated. He became shy and morose, and the two boys cried with anxious hearts. Then one day, they secretly left to join their father, but they did not know the right path, and they became quite lost. And there in the pasture, they played with their friends for hours and hours and hours, imitating a herd of calves. Understanding the restless nature of the two boys, Yasoda and Nanda Baba again considered what to do. And they decided that the boys should be given responsibility to care for a herd of calves in a place very nearby. They consulted learned brahmanas to choose an auspicious day. And then they wanted to make a very big festive occasion. Considering the touch of Krishna's lotus feet to be like a shower of nectar, the earth, Bhumi Devi, removed all the soft pebbles, small pebbles and thorns from her surface and made the land into fine pollen-like dust by having the cow's hooves break the rocks into fine powder and very small pieces, so that Krishna could wander barefooted all over Braj. With the appearance of the fine footprints of Krishna's lotus petal-like feet, all the people of Braj became filled with bliss. Now please hear about that first day when Krishna took out the calves. After being bathed and dressed and fed by his mothers with sticks, ropes, flutes and buffalo horns, the two brothers were now ready to wander in the pastures of Braj. When they departed for herding the calves on that first auspicious occasion, many servants, experiencing indescribable joy, followed behind them, carrying different items like betel nuts, umbrellas, chamaras, and silken cloth. As the boys passed by every door of every house, the women came out and offered gifts and performed aarti with jewels that shone like lamps. They sprinkled the boys with fragrant flowers and glorified them with auspicious songs. They satisfied the boys with very sweet words and joyful eyes, and they looked at the boys standing there before them. Then Krishna and Balaram departed, having offered respects to their elders. Dressed in blue and yellow cloth, they appeared very glorious as they played, using flutes, canes, leaves, horns, ropes, balls, and wooden dolls. From a distance, the pious elders watched them, and then they returned to their home. After going a little distance, Krishna let all the calves wander freely. And then he called them all back in and he formed groups and he brought them to a place which was covered with fresh green grass. There they played until lunchtime, when sounding upon their flutes and scattering fruits all around, they wandered here and there from place to place, making very sweet tinkling sounds with their ankle bells. With great affection, the boys played with each other, or they fought with each other as if they were bulls, and they made loud noises, and they had the calves eat grass, or drink milk, or drink water, while Krishna and Balaram inspected them. Krishna loves those cows. He hugged one with his arms to relieve its itching. and touched another one with his forehead. He whispered in one's ear, "If you want to go home and see your mother, I can arrange it." With such sweet words as these, he satisfied all the baby calves. Then Krishna and Balaram entered the Jamuna and splashed water on their friends. They put on special forest clothing and wandered about, becoming astonished upon seeing all the different forest animals and the birds. By imitating the sound of any animal, that animal would immediately approach them. When, however, they imitated the roaring of lions and tigers, they noticed that all the other animals were becoming very frightened. And so they stopped making those sounds. At midday, the maidservants who had been sent by his mother arrived with the boys' lunches. And Krishna became so happy. He quickly called all of his friends, and they all came together by the playing of his flute. When they had all gathered, the women honored him and put all the boys in lines, all centered around and facing Krishna and Balaram in the center. Since the boys were hungry and they desired to eat, the women began to serve them very carefully and in the proper order. But just to have some fun, some of the boys began criticizing the meal. They argued with the ladies, and some of the ladies answered back. Hearing these amusing conversations, one very qualified lady spoke to Krishna, who appeared to be refusing to eat his food in order to give pleasure to his friends, whom he would bless with the rejected item. That lady said, "I have carefully brought drinks and other preparations. Rohini has been cooking all day and sent this with me for you. And Yasoda repeatedly ordered me to make sure that you would taste every preparation. So, therefore, kindly please us by eating." After joyfully finishing his lunch, Krishna and Rama and Dharma, along with the rest of their friends, performed Achman, and the nurse gave them a gold-jeweled box filled with camphor-flavored betel nut. Then the nurse said, "My child, please follow your mother's orders and quickly return home." After going some distance, she turned her head and she saw that the boys were simply engaged in playing. "Oh, Gopas," she said, "you are the life of Yasoda. Bring Krishna back home quickly." And then she was gone. So the boys happily fed the calves the sweetest mix of grass and flowers, and they slowly, slowly headed towards Braj while dancing and laughing and playing. Krishna now walked on the pathway home. In order to bring the calves to their pens, he gathered them together in groups. Seeing the beauty of these little calves, he experienced unlimited happiness. When the inhabitants of Braj saw Krishna approaching, they all became very, very blissful. And just as in the morning, when he was decorated auspiciously, and he joyfully offered respects to his mother and father, the same thing was done in the evening. And in their company, he returned to his house, where he was bathed, and he put on fresh clothing, before quickly eating his meal and helping the men who were milking the cows. He called the cows by saying their mother's name. And he laughed, watching those little cows running to their mothers. The servants brought the abundant milk to the house, and after pleasing his mother and offering respects to her, he went up to the roof to take a little rest. Then later in the evening, the two mothers put their sons to sleep, and surrounded by their servants, they went to the main building to perform various duties. Thus, Krishna blissfully played in Vrindavan. Now, I'd like to finish my reading by sharing with you a couple of quotes from Srila Prabhupada, because I find them very helpful. When we hear about Krishna and then we hear from Srila Prabhupada, it's very reassuring. Prabhupada says, "The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotee gets the first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. The training goes on, as we see in the Vrindavan Leela of Krishna within this planet. Krishna, therefore, reveals the actual feature of the Vaikuntha planets so that the inhabitants of Vrindavan could know their destination." Prabhupada says also, "A pure devotee realizes that he is an eternal person, part and parcel of the Supreme Person, Lord Krishna, and that he has the privilege, as the Son of God, to participate in the ecstatic, eternal pastimes of the Supreme Lord, loving Krishna and playing with him forever. For such a devotee, the pale material nature, which is but a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, becomes totally unattractive." So when you love Krishna, automatically you love other things. But at present moment, we do not love Krishna, only the other things. So those who are intelligent, those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness movement, they should be very serious to execute, the program very nicely. We should always pray to Krishna that, "Krishna, you have given this chance. Please have your grace upon me. I may not miss it. By Maya's influence, I may not miss it. You have given me so great chance." This prayer, this should be our business. If you have got anything to pray for this.